Okay, so we said yesterday that David HaMelech, how did he know when the middle of the night was? When our first answer that we gave was that there was a kinor that was above his bed. On Dalet Amud Aleph, we start off about 8 lines down. It says, Rabbi Zera Omar. Rabbi Zera is the second answer. Moshe lo lama v'yada. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu knew in Chatzoso. So David Nami v'yada. Even David knew. Kivin to David v'yada kinor lama le. So if David knew, then why did he need the kinor? At least a Rui Mishnah said, in order to wake him up from his sleep. Kivin to Moshe v'yada lama le mer kechatzos. Wait a second. If Moshe knew, then why would he have to say kechatzos? So we say, kechatzos sounds like he didn't know. Moshe k'savar shemiyito at stegmine paro v'yomru Moshe badoyhu. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that maybe the astrologers of Paro were going to mess up. Yomru Moshe Badoyu, they would say that Moshe was a liar. They would mess up. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, but they wouldn't know. Domramar, limud lishon chalom ani yodea. You should teach yourself to say, I don't know. And so over here he said, kechatzos instead of bechatzos, because he wanted to say, I don't know. Shematis bar v'tochas, maybe you'll be found to be a liar and you'll be grabbed. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says the third answer. V'palgo urto desleisu nagi abesa havakoi. It was in the halfway through the night of the 13th, the night of the 14th, meaning after the 13th day and the night of the 14th, that's when he was standing behind Amar Moshe Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him at that point, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, Yisrael, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'machar kechatzos alayla, tomorrow at this time of night, and that's the kechatzos, not that I don't know, but at this time of night, like now, then, in that time, I'm going to go out throughout Mitzrayim and kill all the Bechoros. Two dots. David HaMelech sings a song. It says, keep my soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I am a chassid. Levi Rabbi Yitzchak, Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak both have two different answers to understand this pasuk. Chad Omar one says, Kachamar David Lefanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what David HaMelech said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Master of the world, lo chassid ani. Aren't I a chassid? Shkol Malchum Yisrael Kamar Li Yishenu Ad Shlosh Shos. All the kings of the east and the west, they sleep until 3 hours into the day. V'ani chassos layakum lodus lach. But I get up in the middle of the night in order to thank you. V'idach. The other opinion is, says, Kachamar David Lefanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what David HaMelech is saying in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, lo chassid ani. All the kings of the east and the west, they sit in different groups in their honor. Me, my hands are dirty with blood and with the different types of embryonic sacs and everything like that. Look at this. This is what I'm willing to do. Number one, I don't sleep late. Number two, I'm willing to deal with the dirty stuff. But not only that, but everything I do, I discuss with Mephibosheth is my Rebbe. Right? And I say to him, Mephibosheth is my Rebbe. Did I judge well? Did I machayev well? Was I mezaka well? Did I say Torah well? Did I say Tommy well? Vloboshi, I was never embarrassed, even though I was the king. And Mephibosheth was much younger than him. Nevertheless, I was never embarrassed. What's the puzzle that he says? I spoke about your laws in front of other kings, and I was never embarrassed. The truth is, his name was never Mephibosheth. The son of Yehonasan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, was never Mephibosheth. His name was Ishbosheth. On the side, it says, the other gear says that his name was Ish-Baal. Why was his name called Mephibosheth? Because he used to embarrass the face of David HaMelech within Halacha. So Mephi, the Pnei of Boshes. There was some Boshes that happened there. Since David HaMelech was willing to take that, even though he was a king, he had a child whose name was Kilav. Rabbi Yochanan says his name was not really Kilav, but Daniel Shmo. His name was really Daniel. So why did they call him Kilav if his name was Daniel? Because he would embarrass the face of Mephibosheth in Halacha. Shlomo said in his Chachma, he said, "Bini, im Chacham libcha yismach libcha ganani. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will be glad as well." My son is a Chacham. Samach libi, I'm happy. Shiva chorfi dovor. Now, it's interesting because in Erevin it mentions these psukim when referring to Shlomo Malach, who made the two takanos of Nitzel Zidayim and Erevin, Eruv Chatzeros. Over here we're using it in order to describe Kilav and Daniel, the one who never sinned, the Bava Basra, Yudalam and Aleph, is what he is. Yud Zayinim and Aleph says that he never sinned. He's one of the four people who never sinned. That's how great Daniel / Kilav was. Chassid says, wait a second. Did David HaMelech really call himself a chassid? But the pasuk says, if only I would be able to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land of the living. He hoped he would get Olam Haba. Right? He hoped he would get Olam Haba. How could he call himself a chassid if he wasn't sure if he was going to get Olam Haba? Tamish made Rav Yosef and Akadah Lule. Why were there dots written on Lule in Tehillim? Why are there dots on David? Lost level. I am assured that you're going to pay back this schar toiv, good reward for this even lost level in the future. I have no idea if I'm going to get there or not. What's going to be with me? I have no idea. Right? So maybe yigur machait. That seems to be a bit of an answer. Yes, he called himself a chassid. he wishes he has Olam Haba. As of right now, I'm a chassid. B'shem yigum achet. Maybe chet is going to take me down, and therefore I'm going to lose it all. That's what he was worried about, and that's why he wrote, Lule amati, I wish that I could keep this up, and I won't be able to lose it. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi gives a steer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, I'm with you, I'm going to guard you over everything. You're Yaakov, but then Yaakov was afraid. Why was Yaakov afraid? What happened? Amar Shem Yigum HaChet. He was afraid that chet would take him down. So too over here, David Melech was afraid that chet would take him down. Kedetani, we have a brisa that this actually happened. Until your people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pass by, until your people that you have acquired pass by. That's the first time we went to Eretz Yisrael. There should have been miracles as Ezra walked in with Bnei Yisrael, the same way there were miracles when they walked in the first time with Yoshua ben Nun, where the Jordan River got up and split for them. Well, not split, but raised up into the air, and they crossed over dry land. Ezra, the exact same thing should have happened. But chet caused them to lose that. That's the reason why Ezra was always sad that he never got the huge crowd to come with him when he left from Babel. More people left with Nehemiah earlier than came with Ezra. Than came with Ezra, and he was always sad about that. Shigar machet, chet caused that way. Two dots on the bottom of the daf. Chamim ra chatzos. Chamim say until chatzos. Chamim come on, Sfirilu. Hold on. How did the Chamim hold until chatzos? What kind of opinion is that? Ik Rabbi Eliezer Sfirilu, if they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, right? Lemik Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Bishach Bacho, when you go to sleep, is when people start to go to sleep. So it's 3 or 4 hours into the night, right? So they should say like Rabbi Eliezer, and they only have until 3 or 4 hours into the night. That's when you say Kriyashma, because that's who Bishach Bacho. Now we turn the daf to Dalan Vezi, Rabbi Gamliel Sfirilu. If they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, Lemik Rabbi Gamliel, then why don't they say like Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel is the one that says Bishachba is any time during the night when they're sleeping. Okay, so say like Rabbi Gamliel that you have until Alos HaShachar, that's when everybody's sleeping. So we say Lolam, Rabbi Gamliel is really the Chami hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Hadu Kamri Achatzos, Kedil HaKazar Mever. As we spoke about in the Mishnah up earlier and what Rabbi Gamliel himself said, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Really, you have until Alos. They said until Chatzos to keep people away from Averis. So if you really need to, you can still read until Alos HaShachar, but you really should do until Chatzos because we're trying to keep people away from doing something wrong. Kedetanya, we have a price of the proof. Chami Masisyog the Divrayim. The Chamim made a fence for the words. Kedishol Yadam Bamin instead of Erev. We don't want people coming home from the field in the evening. But Omer Eilech Lebeisi. You know what? I'm going to go home. Ochokim Veshakima. I'll eat a bit. We'll drink a bit. Ishan Kima. I'll sleep a little bit. Achakachu Kriyash Mavespal. And then afterward, I'll do Kriyash Mavespal. And I got all night long. I might as well do it a little bit later. Chatav Toshina. That means when you grab by sleeping into Yashin Kol Lila, he's going to sleep all night long. Rather, Avol Adam Bamin instead of Erev. A person has to come back from the field in the evening. He goes to the shul. If he normally reads, he reads. Vim Ruggle Ishnal Shina. If he wants to learn, he can learn. Vekor Kriyash Mavespal. And then he reads Kriyash Mavespal. And then he can eat his bread and he'll bench. And anybody's over on the Divrei Chamim is going to be Chaimis. Says the Gemara. I understand why in every other place it doesn't say Chaimis, but over here when it comes to sleeping and not davening Marav, it says you're going to be Chaimis. You're Chaimis for not davening Marav. Marav might even be a Rishus. No, over here it's different because there's an Onis Shina. It's very likely to happen. You're going to miss out on this Durabanan. Or it's coming to exclude from that opinion that says Marav is a Rishus, Kamashalan is a Chova. It really is a Chova, and you have to do it. And therefore, if you don't do it, you're going to lose out. Amamar. Comes the two dots, and Dalam Lisa says, Kori Kriyashma was foul. A person, we just said up above that you should go home, you read Kriyashma, and then you daven. You know what? That's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it's hard for us to understand this because in our davening, we have everything in the Siddur, and we know that Kriyashma comes before davening. But this is a Kasha. Dam Rabbi Yochanan is a Ben Olam Haba. Who is a Ben Olam Haba? Is that Soma Gulu Tfila Sharvis? Somebody who's Soma Gulu Tfila, he does Gual Yisrael next to Shimon Esrei at Mariv. Rabbi Shumalevi or Tfila's Bamsa Tiknam. Rabbi Shumalevi says, no. Tfila's are in the middle. You do Kriyashma early in the morning, and then you do Shimon Esrei, and then you do Shimon Esrei by Marav, and then you do Shema later on, right? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that Shemona Esrei comes before Shema. Rabbi Yochanan says you should do Shema before Shemona Esrei. But this brisa that we set up above, Kori Kriyash Mispal, sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. But my conflict, what's the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Levi? Yibayisem Akori, Yibayisem Misvara. They could be arguing about a pasuk. They could be arguing about a logic. Yibayisem Misvara, if you want to say it's logic, Rabbi Yochanan Sever Gulumi or Tanami Avi. Rabbi Yochanan holds there was gula not only in the morning when they left Mitzrayim, there was gula at night as well. They felt like they were free at night, and therefore the gula lutfila has to be done at night as well. El gula mal yaslo havi ala tzafer, just the real gula didn't happen until morning, but there was a gula at night as well. Rabbi Shimon Levi Zavar came into lo havi, let me tzafer lo havi gula mal yaslo. No. If it didn't happen until the morning, there was no real gula, says Rabbi Shimon Levi. Therefore, you don't have to do gula lutfila. Or if you want, I'll tell you there's a pasuk. Shnei mekra echadorshi, they're both darshaning the exact same pasuk. See v'shapol v'kemachlat says when you lie down, when you go out. Rabbi Yochanan says we should compare going to sleep like getting up. Makim Kriyash Mavach Tefila, just like when we get up, you do Shema and then Tefila. Ashchivin Amik Kriyash Mavach Tefila. So too, when you go to sleep, you do Shema and then Tefila. Right before Marav, you should do it that way. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Levi Savar Makish Chivil Lakima. No. Let's compare sleeping to getting up. Makim Kriyash Mavach Tefila. So just like getting up, Kriyash Mavach is right by the bed. Ashkivinami Kriya Shema Solomon Tosfos. So when you go to sleep, Kriya Shema should be right by the bed, and therefore it should be Kriya Shema Shemon Esrei Shemon Esrei Kriya Shema. Masiv Rav Marbrei Ravino, Rav Marbrei Ravino as the Kasha, right? He says, "Be'erev Mevar Hashem Lufanel Hashem Lachorel." In the evening, we say in a mission later on in the evening, you make two brachos before Shema, two brachos after Shema. V'yomar Tavoy Lismach. Wait a second. If you need to be Soma Gula Tefila, Lokas Soma Gula Tefila, but you're not being Soma Gula Tefila anyway. Tavoy Lameim Ashkivenu, because the second bracha after Shema is Ashkivenu. So if you're not being Soma Gula Tefila anyway, because it's Gaul Yisrael, and then you say Ashkivenu, and then you do Shmona Esrei. So according to that, it must be that there's no such thing as Gula Tefila at night. Amri. The answer came to the Rabban Ashkivenu Gula Rechtadami. Since the Rabban decided that you should do Hashkivenu, it's like a lengthening of the Geula. Hashkivenu is an extension of the Geula, and therefore it's not an interruption. It still is Geula Tefila. If you don't say the Shachar Seichel Matisavach, even in the morning you got a problem. How are you so much Geula Tefila? Rabbi Yochanan Betzkilom Hashem Sevasai Tivtach. Rabbi Yochanan says that in the morning you got to say Hashem Sevasai Tivtach before you start Shmona Tzilu B'Sofo Omer Yulor Tzadim Reifi. At the end of your Shmona Tzilu, you also say Yulor Tzadim Reifi. That doesn't matter for our. That's the end of the Rabbi Yochanan's statement. But how can you say Hashem Sevasai Tivtach? You're trying to be so much Geula Tefila. Over there, since the Rabbanim were metakin that you should say Hashem Sevasai Tivtach Kitfila Richta Dami, therefore it's considered like a length of the Tefila, right? So Ashkivinu is considered like a lengthening of the Geula. So again, Hashem Sevasai Tivtach is okay. It's like Tefila Richta Dami. So to Ashkivinu is okay. It's like Geula Richta Dami. So they're both considered Geula Tefila, some Geula Tefila, right? In the morning and the evening. And it seems like our Brisa is approved to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rishu, and Levi obviously could not argue on Brisa. They were second generation Amorayim. There was no way for them to argue on Brises. Two dots. Om Rabbi Elazar, Om Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Elazar says the name of Rabbi Avina. Kol Amar Tehillah Lidav V'Vachol Yom Shalosh Pa'am. Anybody who says Ashrei three times a day, Muvtach Lo Shel Olam Haba, is guaranteed to be have a chelik in Olam Haba. He's a ben Olam Haba. He's going to be an Olam Haba. My time. What's the reason? Elam Mishum Dasu Aleph Beis. Wait a second. Why is Ashrei special? Because it comes in the Aleph Beis. It's in alphabetical order. There's a seder to it named Ashrei Simim Yederech. Why not say Kuf Yotes? Ashrei Simim Yederech, which is the longest of Tehillim. Dasu B'Tim Ne'apin. Each letter is repeated eight times. There's 176 psukim over there. So why not do that one? Or maybe it's because Ashrei contains the pasuk of Poseach Zidecha. You open up your hands and you give everybody what they need, right? So it talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefarnes and sustains the entire world. You might as well do Hodul Hashem Kitov, which says Nosen Lechem Lechem Vosor. He gives the bread to everybody. It must be because Ashrei has both. It's the Aleph Beis, so there's a Seder to it, as well as Poseach Zidecha. There's something special about Ashrei more than anything else. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Two lines down in the big lines. Mipnei malu nemar nun b'ashrei. Why is there no nun in Ashrei? Everything else is there. Every letter is there. Because that would be the knockdown of all the enemies of Israel. If we put a nun in, it would refer to the nefila of Klal Yisrael. So nafla, when they fell, lo sosiv kum b'sil Yisrael, you won't be able to get up again, O Virgin of Israel. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael, matar tzol ha'chi. This is what they say. Nafla, right, when you fall, v'lo sosiv kum b'sil, you won't be able to fall again. Kum b'sil Yisrael, you'll get up, b'sil Yisrael. That's how you darshan the pasuk, so it doesn't mean that way, but we wouldn't be able to do it without. Amar Rav Nachman Yisro, Nachman Yisro says, "Afilu Chazar David v'samchem Ruach Hakadosh." Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought it back. He was so mech the nun with Ruach Hakadosh. Amar Samech Hashem l'chol anoflim. He supports all those that are noflim. So the nun is there; it's just supported with the samach. Amar Elazar Ravina, another statement of Rav Elazar Ravina, our second statement. Amar Elazar Ravina, up above we said Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Ravina. On the side, you see it says Amar Rav Elazar Bar Ravina, same Amar Elazar Bar Ravina. And the last time we'll mention him over here. Galdem Hashem Amar Michal Yosim Hashem Amar Gabriel. Michal is greater what it says about Michal than what it says about Gabriel. But Michal says, they flew to me, one of the Srafim, one of the angels. The man Gabriel that I saw in my vision, he came to me flying. So it seems that by Michal, it only takes one flight to get to us. By Gabriel, it takes two flights. How do you know that Echad is referring to Michal? We have a little bit of a heckish of Echad. It says, over here, Echad min Aswafim, over there in the pasuk of Daniel, it says Michal was one of the son Rishonim that came to help me. So we see that he's referring to Michal. Tana and the Brisa says Michal ba'achas, because Michal is the Malach that represents Chesed, he comes in one flight. Gabriel, he's Midas Adin b'shtayim. It takes two flights. That Midas Adin is knocked down a little bit. Elionavi barba. Elionavi is not on that level. Elionavi comes in four flights. There's obviously things that need to be done in order for Elionavi to come back down. Malach Amavus b'shmona. Malach Amavus takes eight flights. So much time for us to improve on ourselves and do better. B'shasma gave a ba'achas, but unfortunately, when there's a time of plague, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu allows him to come down very quickly. Two dots. I'm Rav Shom Levi. Afu Shakar Adam Kriyat Shema Beis Hakanesa Mitzvah Lekros Alamita. Say, even though a person has read Kriyat Shema when he goes to Shul, there's a mitzvah to read Kriyat Shema Alamita as well. I'm Rav Yosef Mikra. Rav Yosef says, wait. On the side it says Rav Asi or Rav Yosef Mikra. Where's the pasuk that tells us that? How do we know that you have to do Kriyas Shema Alamita? Rigzu al tachto yimuvav kal mishkan v'lo domusela. In Perek Dalet, it says, Rigzu, you should be rogez, you should have some type of a feeling, and then you won't sin. Be angry at your Yetzer, and then you won't sin. Yimuvav kal, you should say on your heart, al mishkan v'lo, on your bed, v'domusela. And then you'll be silent forever. So the line is, bil vavchem, al levavchem, which is Shema, say it on your bed, and then everything will be okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, if you're a Talmud Chachamu, the top of Hamad Aleph, if you're a Talmud Chachamu, you don't need to say Kriyas Shema Alamita. Amar Bayav, Talmud Chachamu, even a Talmud Chacham says Abaye, you should say one pasuk of Rachmi Kom Biyodchav Kiruach B'Dizoshi Hashem LMS. Right in your hands, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I give my soul. You have saved me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You are the LMS, and that pasuk, which is in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, is a reference to what we say in Adon Olam, which is why we do Adon Olam by Kriyas Shema Alamita as well. And that's what even a Talmud Chacham should say. There should be something, or even if he doesn't do Kriyas Shema Alamita, you should do this instead.